Hi, and welcome to the evening where Songbird eats some soup and answers some questions. This is the entire audio. If that's not what you're into, I'll see you next time. No, I found this really cool questionnaire, and I thought I would give it a go. I've only read the first couple of questions, so I don't really know what's in store for me. I will be eating soup while I'm doing this, so if you're not into that kind of thing, sorry. Okay, question number one. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity, yes or no? Yes, very, 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 very much so. Not a lot of people. I would say about 4, 3, 4, 3, not too many, but yes, very, very, very much so. Two, do you have a crush on a member of this community? I'll read this properly. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? 1000%, yeah, that's probably why I freaking joined in the first place, because I had crushes on some of the people that made the audios, you know. Probably why one of the reasons I started recording audios. Not the main reason, but it was a side reason. Yeah, 100,000%. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? I don't know. There's a couple of options. I want to go for like an obvious-ish one and say, I don't know, Captain Jack Harkness. He'd definitely be on the list, but he's a fictional character. A young Tim Curry. Or an older Tim Curry, actually. Tim Curry in the 90s was pretty beautiful, actually. I don't know. There's a few beautiful people out there I might consider. Ooh, Henry Cavill. Anyway, could be here forever. Okay, have you, let's see. Oh, this is, oh, we're getting straight to the, I need a drink, I need a little bit of soup for this. Prepare myself. Ahem. Have you given or received anal in real life? Yep. Yes, I have. Interesting. First time is always interesting for everything. But yeah, I discovered that I absolutely bloody love it. Brilliant. That was probably one of the most British things I've said. Oh, I bloody love it. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? See, I'm torn here because I am submissive. I'm very submissive. So my kind of way of thinking is I like giving it because I want to please the dom. That's kind of just inbuilt into me as a thing, but at the same time I fucking love receiving it. I suppose if I'm sticking with submission, I would probably say I'd prefer to give. Yeah. What is your favorite tag? Oh, rape. That's, rape is my favorite tag. I still get shy when I talk about that. Soup. Let's talk about soup. Rape's favourite tag. Moving on. Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing/recording? Yes, I actually started writing a script about breeding and then I stopped because kind of got stuck. I might revisit it, I might change it completely, I might write a different script entirely, but it's a tag that I've kind of grazed over. Never been like high on my list, but it's definitely on the list. And it was something I was interested in exploring a bit more in terms of writing. And the other day I wrote, well, yesterday, no, 2 days ago, I wrote a DDLG script for the first time. Sorry about that. I wrote a DDLG script, for the first time. So that was really cool. I've been wanting to write a DDLG script for ages. I think I have kind of dipped into DDLG in my audios. I do want to do more DDLG audios, proper ones, like, as in that's the main theme, because that is, again, a very big part of who I am in real life. So, yeah. This is going to be a long audio, isn't it? Are you a member of the Mile High Club? Nope. Not at all. I don't... Flying is okay. I just don't think having sex on a plane is going to make things much better. I already get motion sickness. Have you ever fucked in a car? No. That is definitely on the list. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? Oh, 99.9% of the audios I listen to are rough. I don't normally go for vanilla stuff. Unless you count a ramble fap as vanilla, but even then, it depends on the content, you know, what they're saying. So, yeah, no, I don't really tend to go for vanilla. Like, I don't even listen to aftercare. I don't go for any of that, really. Yeah. Does anyone in your real life know that you write record here? Yes. So, there are a couple of people that I met on here / on the internet and also know in real life. So, they obviously know that I'm on here. And then two of my close friends know about it as well. Two of my friends from areas that are not GWA related. So, yeah. What is your favourite ice cream flavour? Oh, bubblegum. Do you pronounce... Fuck, I hate when people ask me how I pronounce things, because then I start questioning everything about my life. How the fuck do I pronounce it? Like, I don't even know if it's scone or scone. I just go with whatever feels good. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? I don't know. Aunt. I haven't got a clue. I don't know the answer to that. Name your favourite video game, if any. The Last of Us, but I don't know if I can play it anymore because the second one made me too sad, so I think I'll be too sad to play it now. Can you juggle three balls for 1 minute? Nope. What is your single best talent if you can't think of just one? Pick a favourite. Singing is the one I go for, usually. That's the thing I'm good at the most. Probably. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east or west? If I do some quick maths, that is that and that is that. I'm facing east, I believe. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? A book. Isn't that fascinating? Alcoholic drink of choice. Well, I've got a bottle of Malibu staring at me right now, so I'll probably go with that. Or gin, or just drink. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again? I don't know about never drink again, but I really don't like Bacardi anymore. That was the first drink I had when I turned 18, where you can legally drink in this country. And so I kind of, that was my go-to drink for a little bit, and now it no longer is. No. Do you drink alcohol straight, for example, whiskey, vodka, cognac or rum, etc., with nothing else added in? I can drink Malibu straight, or schnapps, like sours or cactus jacks. I can drink that straight really easily. But usually, no, like a strong one, like vodka. No. You ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? I had drunken sex last weekend, and let's just say it went very well. Favorite sex position, least favorite sex position. These are two questions in one number, but I'll let it slide. Favorite is probably doggy. Least favorite, I don't know, I've never come across one I hated. Probably 69, but I don't hate 69. I don't know. Are you currently a dom, sub, or switch? Sub, forever and always. Sub, yeah. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? No, I don't. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? Yep. Yes, I have. Yeah. I've had a couple. College, it started off. College was a fun time. Yeah, do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? I mean, probably. They can at least describe it better or talk about it in a, you know. Yeah, I'd say so. What brought you to this community? I'll give you the short answer because I've given the long answer a couple of times before. Tumblr is the short answer. What keeps you here? Oh, a bunch of things. The porn, the content, obviously. The people, the sense of freedom I get of it, you know, like I don't, I mean, there are rules, obviously, but, you know, I don't have to go through a load of stages or steps or whatever. I can just post whenever I want, whatever I want, pretty much, you know, to a degree. And that's pretty cool. I'm sorry if you're not liking the soup sounds, by the way, but they're not going to stop. Sorry. Okay. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? Because I find it fun and I'm a grown-up. Fuck off. There we go. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. Out of 10 points if you get the reference. Okay, stop. Can you use chopsticks? Yep. Do you say soda pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? Who the fuck says coke for every single soft drink? What is wrong with you? Fizzy drink, I guess, but I tend to just refer to the actual drink itself rather than say, oh, can I have a soft drink? I'll say, can I have an orange juice, whatever it is. That seems to kind of clear things up. What was the last drink? Fucking hell. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? I don't go to a lot of concerts, so I would say that there was one I went to. Oh, I did go to one early this year. I went to a Kaiser Chiefs concert, which was very okay. It was all right. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? Nope. Massive pussy. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? No, why the fuck would I do that? I mean, for me personally, not my kink. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? Of course I do. Because I hate my government. So, of course I fucking vote. Everyone should vote. Everyone that can. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? No. Not a big thing over here. Broccoli, yes or no? Yes. Butter or margarine? Butter tastes nicer, but margarine's cheaper, and you can actually spread it. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Carnivore. Favourite cartoon as a child? Oh, God, there's a couple. Cartoon. Fuck, cartoon. I didn't... I'll go with Tom and Jerry. Do you think cheaters will always lean toward cheating? I mean, probably, because it is a very big weakness, cheating. I don't mean having an open relationship or casually seeing or fucking people. I mean actually being in a monogamous relationship where you've agreed to be one-on-one with this person and then you've gone behind your partner's back to sleep with somebody else. That definition of cheating. That is a very weak, pussy-ass, shit fucking thing to do. And I think that kind of stupid is a very hard quality to just turn off, you know. I'm not saying that all cheaters are going to be cheaters forever, but I don't think it's going to be an easy behaviour or thinking pattern to develop from, you know. And that's my personal opinion. What is your favourite part of sex? Oh, that's difficult, because all of it is my answer, but I think foreplay is very important. Probably foreplay, because the teasing element to it, you know, the kind of, you know, things escalate further and further and further. Yeah, probably the foreplay. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. Sorry if that broke an illusion. Hi, this is Songbird from the future. When the question said sexy mouth sounds, it's a very vague phrase. What I thought it meant was, because this, I think this could be taken several ways. What I thought it meant was like making like blowjob noises and that kind of thing, like going, that kind of thing. That's what I'm not a big fan of doing, because I feel a bit silly sometimes doing it. What I do like is making moany, orgasmy noises, and that kind of sexy noise, big fan of. What I don't like, basically, is doing, like, mouth saliva sound effects. That's what I'm not a big fan of. Okay, glad we got that sorted out. Continue.
Sorry. Writers, has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better?
Yeah. Well, I've only written three, so I don't know if I can answer that. Vagina eaters. What's your best technique for driving a woman crazy? Now, I'm not a full-time vagina eater. I have a tiny bit of experience. I don't know if I even can say this. I can't fucking record this. Because I have a feeling certain people are going to listen to this. Anyway, I'll just say this. This isn't advice, but it's knowledge for you. Being a woman myself, I hopefully know what I'm doing because I own a vagina and I know what feels good and where feels good. Hopefully. That's all I'm going to say. Cocksuckers. Oh, hi, that's me. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Focusing on the tip, that's most sensitive part, I've been told. I don't know, I don't own a cock, but I've been told that that's pretty fucking good. So, yeah. Just under the tip, just like around the front under, yeah.
Hi, Songbird from the even further future on a different microphone. I did not answer these questions properly. I actually thought of a technique that I do, which I'm pretty sure I came up with by myself. I know I must not be the only person that has ever done it, but I think I came up with this without any advice or guidance, which is a big plus for me. So, deep throat the penis. And while you're deep throating it, you use your entire tongue, so not just the tip, but use your entire tongue left and right to lick the entire shaft. Again, other people have probably done this a million times and I'm just sounding weird right now, as in, just for the record, I don't believe that I've created or invented this technique, but I did come up with it without seeing it anywhere else or being told to do it. So, proud of myself for that. I've had good results from that technique. So, yeah. Okay, carry on.
Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I have one right next to me. He's a teddy bear and he's got a red bow tie and his name is Charles. And he is my very best friend. Not literally, because that's weird. But no, he's a very treasured item, very treasured friend of mine. I also have a stuffed penguin called Brian, because apparently I like giving stuffed animals old man names. So yeah, not all old men, you know. Charles is a very distinguished name for a teddy bear. You know, that's what I mean. It's very unusual for a teddy bear. Okay, question number 50. Here we go. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? Oh, I just come up with a kooky answer. So one kink I like is fear play, and I have a genuine terrifying phobia of the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro. So being fucked under that thing at night while it's lit up and I can see directly into its eyes, oh god, that is the best way to scare the crap out of me. There's a creative answer for you. Hopefully you like that. Anyway, this audio is a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be. That's good. Because I genuinely thought I was going to take like ages to answer all this. So yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, hope you guys enjoyed. For those of you who listened, and